You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. The iPhone in China gets the Huawei treatment. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Apple's expected to unveil its latest iPhone on Tuesday, and some industry observers expect some models to be priced perhaps $100 higher. Separately, China is reportedly banning iPhones for government officials. The move comes as China's own smartphone maker, Huawei, makes progress in matching advanced Western chip technology. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Neither Apple nor the U.S. government is commenting on a Wall Street Journal report that China is barring central government officials from using iPhones or other foreign-branded devices. It's unclear how wide-ranging the reported ban is. China is an important growth market for smartphone makers. In Apple's last quarter, it accounted for the highest rate of sales growth, 8% year over year. But China and the U.S. are engaged in tit-for-tat trade sanctions. Back-to-back visits this summer from Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, and Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo have done little to thaw relations. And Apple, which is expected to unveil its newest iPhone next week amid flagging smartphone sales, is caught in the middle. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
We've been keeping an eye on how U.S. cities have been recovering economically from deep pandemic. This week, our newsroom partners at the BBC are taking a global look. India has abundant tech talent, but job opportunities are often concentrated in key cities. This has led to millions moving to cities over the last three decades, but the pandemic and air pollution have driven many workers back to their villages. One successful software firm is playing to that by building offices in the most remote corners of the country. The BBC's Nikhil Inamdar filed this report for us.
Milking her cows at the crack of dawn. This is Santhia's daily routine before she goes to train as a tech professional at Soho. It's a $5 billion technology enterprise that's brought skilled tech jobs to her rural hamlet in southern India's Tamil Nadu state.
My parents would not have allowed me to go to a big city to study or work. But now, because this company has come here, I can do a job.
Vignesh, who's been working for Zoho for the past decade, left the big city of Chennai 6 years ago and came back to his village when Zoho set up shop. Living here allows Vignesh to follow his other big passion while doing his day job as a busy techie, cultivating a forest. Working here allows me to live near my parents. The weather is much nicer and I'm close to nature. I can do things like creating this forest.
India's big cities are choking with traffic and pollution. Millions spend precious hours of their day in long commutes. But here at Zoho's village office, literally in the middle of nowhere, hundreds of engineers are working to build world-class software. The company believes you don't need to be in the big city to do that. And its rural offices are an experiment that hope to address many problems: decongesting the big cities, halting brain drain from the villages, and bringing about a rural revival. I'm at the Zoho village office in Tinkasi, and it hardly looks like the office space of a typical software company. Instead of the glass and steel facade, here's this building with big wooden chettinad pillars, a traditional sloping roof, and surrounded by lush paddy fields and mountains. To tell you the truth, it's quite strange to see 750 young techies coding and designing in this environment. There are multiple ways in which the companies benefited from this model.
There's complete parity on how much we pay a developer or a programmer.
Zoho now wants to create 100 such village offices across the world, says Praval Singh, its head of marketing.
We are able to retain people for longer terms. And I think that's the biggest value add for a company like us, which looks at it long term. We've always had attrition numbers in single digits, essentially. It's always been less than 10.
The local economy of this region has boomed as well after Zoho came. A funky cafe made with containers close to Zoho's office is introducing global cuisine to the region. Pizzas, burgers, milkshakes. It gets 70% of its business from Zoho employees. But is living in the village really good for your career? I asked Shiv Agarwal, a recruiter who places thousands of white-collar workers into companies every year.
You probably land up having a better quality of life personally, but that comes at a price. There are many push factors, right, that push us towards looking at urban areas. For one, just more opportunity, the ability to network, higher pay. So a lot of that lands up pushing us towards, moving out of villages into big cities.
The quiet stillness of the evening at this rural campus, away from the bustle of the big city, is not for everyone. But 1 in 10 Indians who moved to the village during the pandemic have not returned to the big city. Rural offices like Zoho's will only enable more to make that choice. In Tenkasi, India, I'm the BBC's Nikhil Anandar for Marketplace.
And in New York, you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. We're from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.